Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Finding the right words when confronted by someone suffering from post-abortion syndrome can be difficult and uncomfortable for many pro-lifers, but it doesn't have to be. Today, we continue our discussion of what to say when you actually find yourself in that situation. At that crucial moment, when someone you truly care about tells you she's aborted, we must remember above all else how fragile is the heart before us. So what do you do? First, you listen. Often, the thing the post-abortive woman needs the most is just to be heard in loving silence. Listening can prove rather difficult when you know that you have information about abortion that you are anxious to share. You know lots of facts about what abortion does to the unborn baby and the mother of that baby. You know a bit about post-abortion syndrome. You want to tell this woman she should know that abortion is always bad for both mother and child. As important as all that information is, hold off. At such a moment, a simple, "How difficult that must have been for you," can be a good way to start. Then just be quiet for a moment. Perhaps the acknowledgement of an abortion comes at you when you are in mid-sentence or in the midst of some intense pro-life subject. At that pivotal moment, a voice of empathy and compassion can lead the way. A gentle comment along the lines of, "I am so sorry, can I be of any help?" may help push along a long-locked door just a bit. Your job at such a serious moment as this is not to try to solve all her problems, but rather to create a safe place for her to begin her journey of healing. You may be the very first person she has ever spoken to about that terrible event. The more available you can make yourself emotionally, the more that woman will see the real compassion of the pro-life movement for both mother and child. I am not suggesting that you never share the facts about post-abortion syndrome or medical dangers that come with every abortion, but not right then, unless she asks about such things. It is appropriate to share with her that you understand that many women who've had an abortion do eventually come to have questions of feelings about the memory of that time. It is appropriate to share with her that you understand that many women who've had an abortion do eventually come to have questions or feelings about the memory of that time. You can assure her that it is normal to find it very hard to talk about this with anyone else. That may serve as kind of permission slip for some women to open up a little bit more, and an assurance that you're a safe person to share her story with. Remember that many women and men who tell you about their story, knowing that you are their pro-life friend, may simply be testing you. Will you become angry with her or judge her? She may find it hard to believe that a pro-life person could love the broken person in front of him or her and still hate the tragedy that made her that way. In many cases, the hurting woman who confronts you with the truth of her past is already the hardest judge on earth. Most of her defensiveness is only a mask that hides her deep pain. Even if someone has not shared their story with you, bear in mind whenever you speak about abortion, you may be speaking to one of the millions of people whose lives have been affected by this tragedy. Abortion doesn't touch someone else's life. It touches our life and the lives of our friends and family. If you have questions or a story to share, I would love to hear them. Please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. And please join me tomorrow as we continue this important conversation.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.